Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're about to take another gentle kick at the seat of government with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In some government offices, there's a danger of monotony, doing the same job, meeting the same people, passing the same buck, but the General Assistance Department handles many different tasks, helping any department that's overloaded, and they always move with the times.
Morning, Mr. Lamb.
Bonjour, Mildred. Fermez la porte, s'il vous plaît. Il y a un rotten draft.
Hello, Annie, Mr. Lamb. What are you on about?
I'm learning French.
Poor, you've been eating garlic.
I did put a little on my cornflakes this morning.
I hear you did some pamphlets for the employment department.
Yes, for distribution and industry. Translating all the essential phrases like, when is the next tea break? And tout le monde au dehors.
What's that?
Everybody out. I've also been handling some jobs for the Ministry of Agriculture.
Oh, yeah, the International Dairy Show.
Yes, there were complaints about the buses being held up by herds of cattle in the Earl's Court Road. I've had them rerouted over Hammersmith Flyover.
You sent the buses over Hammersmith Flyover?
No, the cattle.
Morning, Tour. Morning, Mildred.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
What's that on my desk?
Oh, those queries you dealt with for the Family Allowance Office, that's one you missed.
Ah, yes. Well, read it out, Mildred, will you? Whilst I comb my moustache.
Right. It's a letter from a woman in Slough.
Oh, yes.
She says, "Dear sir, I haven't yet received my allowance. I have 9 children. Can you tell me why this is?"
Nothing to do with me. It's not even my department.
Oh.
There is a more urgent matter.
Righty-ho, sir. Nice and strong and 4 lumps as usual.
That's the idea. It's Sir Gregory, you know. Any rotten jobs going around, he sends them to us. He seems to have the idea we're slacking ever since he saw you bringing those deck chairs into the office.
Ah, Lennox Brown.
Oh, Sir Gregory, do come in, please. Watch us hard at work, you know?
I'd like to do that. Yeah. I've never witnessed a miracle before. Now, listen, you two. I've a little job for you.
Oh, but Sir Gregory, please. I mean, we're already helping the Ministry of Agriculture and the Employment Department.
Now you'll be helping the Arts Council as well.
Oh, really?
There's a big gala performance at the Royal Festival Hall tomorrow night. A major cultural event.
Oh, yes, I read about it. It's a festival of British ballet, isn't it? And Elizabethan music.
Yes, some arty, crafty rubbish like that.
Well, don't you like madrigals, Sir Gregory?
I don't think I've ever tasted one. Anyway, the point is, the Arts Council are still very tied up with their exhibition of contemporary dustbin lids. So they want some help with their seating arrangements.
You leave it to us, sir.
I intend to. Oh. You're to go to the festival hall this morning. And another thing, someone will have to attend tomorrow's show to represent this department.
Oh, I take it that'll be you, sir.
You take it wrong.
Oh.
I hate ballet. Last time I went, I couldn't hear a word. Lots of pansies leaping about in those ridiculous body stockings.
Tight, Sir Gregory.
Tight to the point of obscenity, as I remember. No, I can't face that again. You two will have to go.
Yes, well, it'll be an honor, sir.
And you'll have to dress up. There'll be a lot of so-called VIPs there, artistes and that sort. Lots of foreign riffraff, too, I shouldn't wonder.
We'll look forward to it, Sir Gregory. Thank you very much.
Well, I must be off now. I want to try out my new Rolls Royce.
You've got a new Rolls, Sir Gregory?
Yes, 12,000 this new one cost me.
Good Lord. A month's salary gone, just like that.
You will have your little joke, eh, Lennox Brown?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, don't!
Very good, sir.
This concert might be fun. I hear the PM may be there.
Yes, well, don't tell Sir Gregory or he'd want to go after all. You know what a snob he is.
It's only me with a lovely cup of tea.
Ah, thank you, Mildred. After that, we have to pop off to the festival hall.
Oh, now, you won't be late back from lunch, will you, sir? You said I could go at 3 today.
Oh, yes, of course. You're off to the country, aren't you?
My boyfriend's got tickets for this pop rave up in a disused mine shaft in Kent. Oh, it'll be all happening down there.
I'm sure it will. Yes, well, now, we'll get back as soon as we can, and you can go straight off.
No, Bernard, I can't come yet. They're still not back from lunch and the phones never stop ringing. Oh, first there was the Arts Council fussing about parking facilities for their show tomorrow, and I've kept getting calls from someone called Grummet at the Ministry of Agriculture. Now he says he's coming over. Oh, I expect that's him now. Look, Bernard, I'll be down the minute they get back. Ta-ra! Come in!
Oh, good afternoon. I'm from the Ministry of Agriculture. Grummet's my name. Senior Agricultural Planner. SAP to you.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb aren't back from lunch yet.
Oh, dear, how tedious. I've a frightfully important job for them.
Oh, they've got a lot to do already.
Nevertheless, they're obliged to help us in any emergency. And an emergency is just what we've got. This dairy show. Oh, it's too trying. All our chaps are tied up at Earl's Court. And now there's a prize cow arriving at the docks tomorrow.
You mean that American film star who's always out?
No, no, no. This is a real cow, a continental champion they've entered for our show.
Oh.
Vast pedigree. Princess Caroline of Hamburg, she's called. I believe it's the breed from which we get hamburgers.
And what have my bosses got to do?
Well, I've a telegram here from the farming executive.
Oh, yeah. Princess Caroline of Hamburg, arriving Southampton, Wednesday 1400, stop. Have ministry officials meet her with suitable transport and escort her to show. Ooh, they won't like that.
Well, it's just a matter of dealing with landing permits and so on. There's a special quarantine concession. Well, I must dash now. Cattle everywhere. I'm just up to my eyes in it.
General Assistance Department, Mildred Muffin here. Oh, hello, Bernard. No, I can't, can I? I can't leave the office empty. Yeah, I've put everything on his desk, so I can go the moment they get here. Oh, hold on, I can hear them coming. I'll be right down.
Ah, sorry we're late, Mildred, but old Fumbler Grant next door retires today. Dragged us into his office for a drink. Any messages?
Yes, sir. One from the Ministry of Agriculture and one from the Arts Council. They're both in your in-tray under your galoshes. I've got to go now. Bernard's waiting. Ta-ra, sir. See you tomorrow.
Yes, goodbye.
Odd giving old Fumbler a bowler hat for a leaving present. You'd think he wouldn't need one anymore.
Well, that's what he asked for, apparently. You know, a sort of symbol of retirement, really. Hmm? He's not going to wear it. Oh, no, he's going to fill it with earth and grow begonias in it.
Oh, I see.
Yes, he says he'll keep it by his bedside and water it every night.
Fancy all these important people coming to tomorrow's concert. It'll be quite an occasion.
Yes, well, just as well they called us in on the seating arrangements. The staff seemed amazed when I produced my master plan out of my head.
Yes, you had the whole thing in a nutshell. Mildred said there was a message from the Arts Council, didn't she?
Yes, that's right, she did, didn't she? Wait a minute, let's see what we've got here. Check on parking facilities. Oh, that'll be the Min of Ag and their wretched dairy show.
Aye.
Now, wait a minute. Ah, there's a telegram here. Now, this must be it. Wait a minute. Princess Caroline of Hamburg arriving Southampton Wednesday 1400. Have ministry officials meet her with suitable transport and escort her to show. Good Lord.
I say one. A real princess?
Yes.
Coming over specially for the gala performance. And the Arts Council want us to meet her?
Royal ladies have to be handled with tact and charm, you know. Oh, yeah. Especially foreign ones. There could be an OBE in this, you know. Lennox Brown.
Oh, Grummet here. Did you get my message about Princess Caroline of Hamburg?
Ah, yes, indeed we did.
I hope you don't mind going all the way down to Southampton.
Not at all. It's an honour.
She'll be aboard the Berengaria, arriving number 3 dock.
Berengaria, number 3 dock, yes?
You will make sure she gets to the show on time.
Oh, you can rely on us. Yes, we'll take care of everything.
Well, I do hope so. Bye.
Order a bouquet of roses, too, yes. And we'll present them to the princess tomorrow.
Right. Yes. Oh, and I'll reserve hotel accommodation.
Yes. Try and get the penthouse suite at the Park View.
Right.
Yes, be nice for the princess to look out on some green grass. Oh, and I tell you what, yes? Send out a press release, will you? Because journalists may want to interview you, see?
Right. Yes. Oh, and the telegram says provide suitable transport. What sort of thing is suitable for a princess?
Well, not the standard ministry car with the cardboard upholstery. Wait a minute, I've got it. Yes, now listen. Perhaps we could borrow Sir Gregory's Rolls Royce.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Well, you ask him. I want to keep my job.
Oh, I don't mind asking him. The ugly old devil doesn't frighten me.
Ah, let it run.
Oh, Jim, why, I didn't mean you, Sir Ugly.
He was talking about another ugly old devil.
Oh, be quiet, both of you. Have you got that Arts Council nonsense in hand?
Indeed we have, sir. Yes, and in that connection, we wondered if you would be willing to, lend us your new Rolls Royce.
Lend you my new Rolls Royce?
Yes, sir.
Lennox Brown, I must say, you're very amusing sometimes.
Very amusing, yes.
Lend my new Rolls.
Yes.
To you.
That's right, sir, yes.
The answer's no.
Oh, well, you see, sir, we have to transport Princess Caroline from Southampton to the Festival Hall.
What's that? Princess Caroline?
She's coming all the way from Hamburg to attend the gala performance.
Oh, I'd no idea royalty would be present. You're quite sure about this?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Yes, the Arts Council had a telegram from Germany.
You know, I've been thinking perhaps I should attend this concert tomorrow. Pity I can't come to Southampton. Blasted meeting at the Treasury. Tell you what, you escort Her Royal Highness up to London, and I'll escort her to the Festival Hall.
Yes, and what about the car, sir?
Well, we have certain standards to keep up.
Yes.
Yes, you'd better borrow my Rolls.
We'll take great care of it, Sir Gregory. Oh, it'll only be used by us and the Princess.
Yes, yes. Well, that seems all right. Princess Caroline in my new car, eh? I suppose in her way she'll christen it for me.
You lead the way up the gangplank. I'll come behind with the roses.
Yes, wait a minute now. Hang on, there's a sailor up there. He'll tell us where we can find the princess. Ahoy there, can you help us?
I doubt it. What are you doing coming on here?
Oh, well, we are from the ministry now. We are meeting Princess Caroline of Hamburg and escorting her to London, you say.
Oh, yes, yeah, she's on board. But you'll have to sign her landing papers first.
We mustn't keep her waiting, too. I'll tell you what, you go and greet the princess while I deal with these papers.
Yeah, right, old one.
Yes.
Where is she?
She's on this deck. She'll be waiting round the corner there.
Right, I'll go and greet her then.
Did Princess Caroline have a good trip?
Well, she was a bit nervous at first, till some of the sailors tickled her ears. That calmed her down.
Oh, yes, it would, of course, naturally. She... What?
She got quite stroppy with the purser, rolled her eyes and kicked him on the knees.
Good Lord. Yes, well, of course, some of these continentals are rather highly strung.
One, could I have a word with you?
You're trembling. Did the Royal Highness like the bouquet?
I think so, one.
Well, what do you mean? You think she liked it?
Well, yes, I'm sure she did. She ate it.
Oh, good. Well, in that case, we... At it?
Look, here comes the princess now.
Mildred.
Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown, you're back.
Yes.
But why are you whispering and creeping about on tiptoe?
Is the coast clear? Anybody about?
Well, only me. Whatever's the matter?
Well, I hardly know how to tell you, Mildred. Princess Caroline turned out to be a large... brown cow.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, of course.
But why didn't... Oh, well, never mind that now. Look, the thing is, she's here, and we've got to cope with her.
She's here?
Yes, Mr. Lamb's riding up and down in the lift with her to keep her out of sight.
You brought a cow to the ministry? Well, why ever did you do that?
To avoid attracting attention. Besides, where else could we take her?
To the dairy show, of course. That's what she's over here for.
Oh, glorious, so that's it.
Well, how did you get her here?
In Sir Gregory's new Rolls Royce.
I'll say, was there room for all of you?
Just, with Princess Caroline's head sticking out through the sunroof.
I didn't think Sir Gregory's car had a sunroof.
It has now. A kindly docker helped us make one with a pickaxe.
Oh, and didn't anyone see her coming in here?
Well, she mooed at the hall porter, but luckily old Matthews didn't look up. Just said good morning to you, madam. And just went on drinking his cocoa.
Well, I never.
Yes, we had another escape in the lift, too, with old Pringle of Admin. You know, she kept prodding him with her horns, but he's so short-sighted he thought it was Miss Lusty of Pensions taking liberties again.
Well, Mr. Lamb can't go up and down in the lift with a cow all day, now can he?
No, no, of course not. Now, we're going to put her in the office next door. It's empty now Fumbler Grant's retired.
I can't go up and down in the lift anymore. I'm dizzy. And so's Princess Caroline.
No, no, shh, be quiet.
No, please, madam.
Your Royal Highness.
Now, why did you bring her in here, too?
Well, my trousers kept falling down.
Your trousers kept falling down?
I tied my braces round her horns so I could lead her about.
Well, look, hadn't you better get her to the dairy show? They're expecting her.
Well, as soon as we can, Mildred. But we've got to be here for the next half hour. There's a journalist coming to interview the princess.
Coming to interview a cow? What for? The Farmers Weekly?
Mildred, this is no laughing matter.
We told the press we had a foreign princess here.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yes. I'm glad you asked me that. You are going to impersonate the princess, Mildred.
I?
Yes.
I should, Coco.
What?
Anyway, I can't. I've got an important staff interview at 4:45.
Oh, Lord. Well, then you'll have to do it, too.
Yes, and that... Me?
There's a hamper of clothes in the restroom. Left over from the club pantomime.
Yeah, yeah, there's wigs and everything in
there. I won't do it, I can't.
You must. Otherwise, the press will be onto the whole story and then Sir Gregory will kill you.
Yes, but I mean...
Is it now? We've got to get this cow in the office next door and you dressed up as a princess. Now, that way, everything's going to be all right. Well, I must say, too, that grey wig suits you, you know.
I feel such a fool in this mauve evening dress. And must I have these balloons down my front? They're not even properly blown up.
Don't fuss, too. And remember, this is one of Fleet Street's top columnists, Marjorie Droops. Whatever you say, we'll get big publicity. Now, we'll get rid of her as soon as we can and take that cow to the dairy show.
Oh, hello, I'm Marjorie Droops.
Good afternoon, Miss Droops. Your Royal Highness, Miss Marjorie Droops.
Does she? I mean, I'm delighted. I mean, delighted to meet you.
Oh, this is a great honour, Your Highness. Though I must admit, I wasn't quite sure from the press release which Princess Caroline you were. Mm. Are you from the Baden-Baden Holsteins or the Schleswig-Holstein Holsteins?
Yes.
I see. Coming from such an old German family, Your Highness, your English is really surprising. Not a trace of an accent.
What? No, what? Ach, no. I have not the English good got. Good God, I have not.
Royal Highness has a very lively sense of humour, you understand, and
yes, I'm not sure that I do. Oh. Princess, as a European, what do you say about the British people?
My balloons are slipping. Get rid of them.
The British people? You say get rid of them?
They should have been properly blown up, then we'd have never had this trouble.
Be quiet!
The British should have been blown up? This is a hot news story. I must get back to Fleet Street at once.
Don't go, Miss Droops. Perhaps I could just explain.
Don't stop a one. We want to get rid of the cow as soon as possible.
How dare you! Just wait until you see tomorrow's paper.
How did I do, Ron? She didn't suspect anything, did she?
Everything all right, too?
More or less. Yeah. Princess seemed quite happy in here. She's eaten all Fumbler's potted plants, and now she's started on his cushion. But what about that interview? Will there be a scandal in the paper?
No, no, no. I've just had a word with old Hunter. He's slapped a D-notice on the whole story. They've been warned the publication is against the national interest.
Oh, well done, man. So it looks as if everything's all right.
Once they get this blasted cow to the show, they might be, yes. Now, I'll tell you what, we'll nip back to the office and brief Mildred, and then we'll be off to Earl's Court. By the way, you milked the cow, did you?
Yes, Mum. She was much calmer after that.
Yeah.
Trouble is, we filled 10 ministry fire buckets. What are we going to do with them?
Yeah, well, we'll sort that out tomorrow. Yeah. Ah, Mildred, The cow's in the office next door, but we're just going to take her to Earl's Court, you see.
Sir Gregory rang and said he's on his way up.
Hold on, Sir Gregory.
What is it, one?
Well, don't you see? We're not out of the wood. Sir Gregory's calling on his way to the concert. Well, you know him, opera cloak, white tie and tail. He's coming to collect his partner.
Oh.
And who is his partner? A large brown cow.
He won't be pleased, will he?
Look, you'll just have to tell Sir Gregory the princess didn't come.
Oh, I say, people, I've just heard from the dairy show. They've not yet received that prize cow from Hamburg.
Oh, this is Mr. Grummet, sir, from the Ministry of Agriculture.
Oh. Ah, yes. Yes. Well, now, we collected the cow at Southampton, as arranged.
Then why isn't she at Earl's Court? You've slipped up, haven't you?
I assure you, Mr. Grummet, we do not slip up in this office.
Yeah, but you could easily slip up in the office next door.
Now, look here. She must be at Earl's Court by 6:30. That's when the judging starts.
Yes, well, she'll be there, Mr. Grummet, never fear.
Well, I hope so. The dairy show people are in an absolute tizzy.
Come along, man, let's go.
Yeah, hadn't you better wait till Sir Gregory's been and gone?
Good point there, Mildred. Yes, now, we don't want him to see us leading a cow down the corridor.
Well, here I am, all ready to escort Her Royal Highness to the gala concert.
My word, Sir Gregory, you do look smart in top hat and tails.
Well, I'm sure in Princess Caroline's circles, tails are always worn.
Yes, indeed.
By Jove, it's been a hard day. I could use a drink. You haven't got one, I suppose.
You could have a nice bucket of warm milk, Sir Gregory.
Sir Gregory, I'm afraid I have rather bad news for you.
Yeah?
Yes. Princess Caroline didn't arrive after all.
Didn't arrive?
No.
Oh, but that's terrible. I've bought two expensive seats for this gala, actually paid for them. And now I've no one to go with.
Oh, poor Sir Gregory. Sometimes I feel quite sorry for him.
Oh, I can't think why. All his money, new Rolls Royce.
Oh, I say, one. We forgot to tell him about that hole in the roof.
I dare say he'll spot it. Oh, come on, we must get that cow to the dairy show.
Sir Gregory seemed quite keen on that car. I hope he doesn't think that's a brown berry on the back seat and try to put it on his head.
Oh, come along, Prince. Two. Two.
What's the matter?
The cow. The cow's not here. She's gone.
Oh, surely not. Look behind the filing cabinet.
Oh, don't be daft. She must have gone down the fire escape.
I can't see her from the window. Oh, what on earth are we going to do? She's due at the show in half an hour.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Sometimes I feel like giving up.
Well, that's not like you. You're usually the one with the thick skin.
Yes, well, there comes a time when even I've... Skin. Huh? I've got it, too. I've got it. Listen. We will have to impersonate a cow.
But we don't look like a cow.
But we would in a skin, wouldn't we? Now, there was a cow in the club pantomime. Old Rudge and Fatty Scott in a skin.
But one, you don't mean...
We've no option, have we? I mean, if we don't provide a cow for the show, we'll lose our jobs. Now, quick, get the cow costume from the hamper.
Oh.
I'll be the front legs, you'll be the back.
I might have known.
Well, viewers, as you've probably gathered, this is Forth Robinson here at the International Dairy Show, waiting for the final judging of the cow of the year. And, ah, yes, here come the finalists. There they are. First, a West Country cow, Cornish Patsy. Then there's Sweater Girl, a big brown Jersey. And finally, a remarkable animal who's come all the way from Germany, Princess Caroline of Hamburg. Not a glamorous beast. She seems very loose-limbed, almost as if her front legs don't know what her back legs are doing. But she's highly intelligent. When she sneezed just now, she covered her mouth with her hoof. And she's taken out a handkerchief and she's blowing her nose. Uh-huh. The other two cows are very alarmed by this, and dear me, they've bolted from the arena. Well, I'm afraid they'll be disqualified. That leaves only one contestant, Princess Caroline.
Attention, please. The Silver Cup for Dairy Cow of the Year has been awarded to Princess Caroline of Hamburg.
Goodness me, what's this? This extraordinary animal has extended her right hoof and taken the cup from the judges.
Oh, well, thank heaven that's over. Now, quick, too. Let's get out this skin. Lucky we found this empty room.
I'm having trouble, one. The tail's jammed in the zip. It's no good. It won't budge.
Oh, leave it, leave it. Look, I must phone Mildred. She's waiting in the office till we check back.
You can't. Supposing someone comes in and sees a cow using a telephone.
Well, if we are stuck in this skin, Mildred can arrange transport. Look, even dafter a cow hailing a taxi.
General Assistance Department.
Oh, Mildred, Mildred, I think you'll be rather proud of us. Mr. Lamb and I have just won first prize as Cow of the Year at the Dairy Show. Can you order a ministry car to come and collect us, Mildred? Oh, and you'd better come over yourself. We seem to be trapped in this blessed cowskin. It may need undoing from the outside.
You're stuck in the skin? But what about the mating?
The what, Mildred?
They're going to mate today's prize cow with the prize bull from yesterday.
One. There's someone at the door.
Aye, here we are. In you go, Hamish.
Oh, one. It's a bull. Help.
Don't panic, too.
It's all right for you. I'm at the back. Oh.
Thoroughly cowed as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley and John Graham. The programme was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.